The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
They had a story of the, and again, this is 2016, the story I'm about to share. But we've seen no indicators that anything has changed. Little changes. A couple of people have been fired. A couple of people have been fired and then got their jobs back when they protested. We told you about that. So by next year, we will have proof of President Trump being in charge of these things. You know, in other words, on him. Because 2016 is still on
Obama. It's kind of like a college coach getting in and gets his recruiting class in.
Absolutely.
Huh? Okay.
But at this point, it's not like they're like, hey, but you've taken steps to prevent future things from happening. We're just going to have these similar stories a year, 2 years from now, if we're not careful. 2016. A veteran that had diabetes, and because of that poor circulation, he went to the Memphis Veterans Medical Center. He goes in for a scan, and they said he could have some blood vessel issues, and they may need to be repaired. When he goes in, he has the surgery after, of course, a lengthy wait. And 3 weeks after his surgery, he goes to the hospital and says something is very, very wrong. It's in pain. He's in excruciating pain. There's complications. And they tell him, we're going to have to take the leg.
What?
So he goes in for a scan and what turned out to be repairing his blood vessels in his leg. There are complications and he has to have it amputated. During the amputation, doctors discovered what could have been the cause of the complications. 7 inches of plastic in the original incision.
Oh, my God.
Not medical-grade plastic for the purpose of plastic packaging that they left in the incision. So here's what happened. They allegedly left these 7 inches of plastic packaging that manufacturers use to ship whatever it was that they were repairing with his artery. You know, you get the TV and it has that plastic over it. Sometimes you forget to peel off.
Right.
And you're like a month. You're like, why is it? Oh, we forgot to peel this. That's essentially what they did. They left the stuff used for packaging for the repair of his artery in his wound.
Unbelievable.
7 inches of packaging found that they left in there. And because of this, his leg had to be amputated.
Oh, your government at work.
This is not the first amputation horror story we heard. Do you remember we talked to the lady about a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Remember we had her on?
Yeah.
What was her name?
I forget her name.
Suzanne? Yeah. Yeah, Suzanne. We talked to her and we had her on and she told the story where she went in, had to have surgery on her leg and they had to amputate it and it just got worse and worse and worse. I think they have to amputate more of it then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a mistake they made and they had to amputate and then amputate even more. This is not the first time this has happened.
Usually this is called malpractice.
Right. What recourse do they have? Who's going to make them whole? There's no way to be made whole.
Can't grow a leg back.
You took somebody's leg. And if this was a one-off, okay, these mistakes happen, or if it was rare. But it's common.
And you think this doctor's going to get fired?
No. In fact, they will probably be promoted. And I don't say that as a joke. They probably will be. If they're there long enough, they will just get promoted. It's virtually impossible to get fired.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.